T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Ken Coleman is with us from Ramsey Solutions and his own show, which is also, just happens to be called the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, Ken, thank you so much for the time, man. I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, John. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And, your show is just one of the best out there coming at, work things from a little bit of a different perspective. Just tell us your story and how this became such a passion point for you.
Yeah, I was in my early 30s and felt I was on one clear professional track. And I began to realize over time that that track was no longer fulfilling to me and exciting to me. And as I began to dive into why, then I had to figure out, well, where am I now going to head? If I've been on one path and it's no longer the path, where am I going? And so the process of dealing with the frustration and the confusion, the fear and the doubt, led me into broadcasting, and then broadcasting for the purpose of bringing clarity and confidence to people. And so it's from my own journey, my own pain, that I have a tremendous passion and purpose for helping people be who they were created to be. Simply put, we've all heard somebody say, either to us or someone else, you were born for this. And we get that. And I think all of us long to make a unique contribution to the world. And I would hate for us to spend all this time at work in our life that we spend and not make it count to us for others.
That's outstanding. And, here in Dallas, we know the job market is really, really hot. But still, some people come at the job thing from a position of lack, a position of, I can't find anything and I don't know what I want to do. So how do you help take people through that, and especially at a time like this where, hey, it might be a great time to be able to leap to another profession?
Yeah, well, we focus on 3 unique elements that every human has, and this gives us that clarity to be able to then see what I can do and then see how I can get there. The 3 elements are talent, that's what you do best. Hard skills, soft skills, that's talent. Those are your power tools to do really good work. So let's focus on then work we love. That's the second element, passion. We all have a heart. We all have tremendous emotion, and our heart responds to things that we love engaging in. And so there is work that you think about and you get excited about. There's work that when you do it, you love it so much that time stands still. So that's that second element of passion. Now, the third element that we all uniquely have is a sense of mission. In other words, there are specific people that we really want to help. They have a problem or desire that we want to help them with. And then there's a solution to that problem or desire we get excited about. So that's what motivates us. That's called mission. So talent, what we do best, passion, what we love to do, and then mission, results that we care deeply about. So when we put them all together, John, it looks like this. I use what I do best, talent, to do work I love, passion, and then I'm producing results that matter to me. That's mission. So when I use what I do best to do work I love to produce results that matter to me, oh my goodness, I'm on fire, I'm on purpose. And so by looking at those 3 elements and getting that self-awareness, we can now see jobs that allow me to do that.
Love that. And, I just appreciate your passion for that and your ability to help people as well. You just, you're a helper just in and of yourself. I just love that. Now, maybe if somebody is not necessarily passionate about their position, we keep hearing the phrase quiet quitting. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, and what's going on? And I will say this. Sometimes we hear phrases in the media and we're like, is this a real thing? Do you think it's a real thing?
Oh, I think it's absolutely a real thing, but it's not a new thing. So quiet quitting has come out of TikTok, and it's a new trend. You got a younger generation that's putting a new label on something. But quiet quitting just refers to, I'm not going to go above and beyond. I'm only going to do the bare minimum to stay employed. In other words, it's just, I'm going to accept average. I'm going to settle. for an average work life and ultimately an average life, because I spend more time at work than I do anywhere else in my life. So it's not a new thing. In fact, Gallup has come out with a study of the state of work for at least the last decade. And every year the data comes out and it's always the same, because I quoted on my show, 68% of Americans are disengaged. That's quiet quitting. I mean, they don't hate their job, but they're not fully engaged. So not a new phenomenon. Is it a real thing? Absolutely. Now, I don't want it to sound like I'm criticizing people who feel that. They're like, well, I don't feel valued. I haven't been given an opportunity to do more, so forget it. I've been burned out before. I'm not going to be burned out. Life is too short. I certainly understand that as well. And so I want to tell you, this is a leadership problem. The term quiet quitting and this movement towards this is a leadership problem. Leaders must learn to love people, to help people see meaning and find meaning in their work. That's a leadership issue, and engagement will take care of the quiet quitting, but that is a leadership issue, and leaders have got to deal with this. And, you know, I'm going to talk about this very element and life at our SMART conference. We're going to be in Dallas coming up in October, October 22, and I'm going to address this to a crowd of 6,000 plus people, because it is a scourge in our culture right now that work is just, well, the best we can make it is just okay. And then we live lives of average.
Yeah, definitely wanted to talk about the conference as well. And, you know, we can get back into work stuff in a moment. But it just shows, you know, you guys cover a lot of different bases during the SMART conference, right?
Yeah, we absolutely do. We're going to talk about money, of course. That's what we're known for, and financial peace. But then we're going to talk about our mental and emotional health and how that's tied to money and tied to our work. You know, if you're not doing work you love, let me tell you something, your mental and emotional health is going to be affected, and you're going to drag that stuff home with you. We're going to talk about our marriages. And then we're going to talk about purpose and the unique contribution that you were created to make. I'll be talking about that and even addressing one of the hardest things that we as adults struggle with, because we're creatures of progress, and that is patience. How do we get up every day and persist, but also be patient and wait for the results? So it's going to cover every area of our lives. We call it the SMART Conference for a reason. We believe you come there and you're going to walk out of that day lifted emotionally, but also equipped personally and professionally to live a smart life.
Oh, that's fantastic. I just love that. And so back to the quiet quitting issue, you talked mm-hmm. about it falling on leadership and what leaders need to do. So what are some steps they can take?
Yeah, leaders have got to start to love people. See, leadership and the technical aspects of leadership will take care of themselves if you have a mindset to love your team, a servant leader. And you're going to do that by meeting three primary human needs. They must be met at work. The first is people want to and need to experience purpose and meaning in their work. Hey, this matters to a lot of people, and this matters to me. That's meaning and purpose. They've got to see that, or they're going to look elsewhere and leave. Number two, the human need that needs to be met is people need to be recognized for their unique contribution, right? Privately and publicly. As a leader, you've got to look at somebody and say, John, hey, I just want you to know, I heard what you did on the show the other day. That was brilliant, man. That was really good. You've got a unique way of doing that, and it's so good for the broadcast. Keep it up. And then saying something like that in front of everybody else, that is recognizing us for our unique contribution. The third human need that must be met by leaders is a relationship. People actually in the data say that they want a relationship with their leader. And so I'm going to give you two images that'll help you leaders on this. The coach or the mentor. Either one of those hats, if you can take on that posture of that relating to your team through the role of a coach or a mentor, they want a better life. People want a better life. They're not looking for a better job anymore. They look for a better life, and they look to you as a leader to help them do that. So those three human needs must be met. Meaning and purpose in their work, you got to show them. Get them on the right seat of the bus to do that. Number two, you got to recognize them constantly for their unique contribution. And number three, be a coach, be a mentor to them. And you watch what happens. You're going to see engagement increase, and you're going to see longevity increase.
That's outstanding. Well, Ken Coleman, kencoleman.com, The Ken Coleman Show, books galore, and, of course, the SMART Conference as well, coming up October 22nd in the Dallas area. Thank you so much for the time, Ken. Great to meet you officially, and we really appreciate your wisdom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.